Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Yud Aleph. We begin four lines from the bottom on Daf Yud Omud Beis. The Mishnah is quoted. It says, "Im yesh lo tzuras ha-pesach," we said if the Mavoi opening has a tzuras ha-pesach, then the Tanakama in our Mishnah said, "Afu pi shirochov me'eser," even though the opening is more than 10 amos, then you don't need to minimize it. And in our Mishnah, we didn't quote anybody that disagreed with this, but the Braisa, we're going to bring it again down now, says that Rehuda disagrees. So the Gemara says, Ashichon Tzuras HaPesach Demahanya Berechavo. Now, we saw in our Mishnah that a Tzuras HaPesach is able to allow you to have a Mavi opening greater than 10 amos. And likewise, we learned, V'amaltura Demahanya Begavo. And we learned earlier that if you have this fancy design or some sort of a recognizable design in the boards, then you could even have a height greater than 20 amos, even according to the Tanakhama. So now the question that Gemara is going to ask is, what about Ifcha? We turn to the Omid Aleph. Ifcha, my, what would be the opposite? Can you use a Tzuras HaPesach to allow a height greater than 20 amos, according to the Tanakhama? And does an Amaltura work to go and allow you to have more than a width of 10 amos? That's the question. So Gemara says, Toshma, bring your raya. It says, Beferish and Abraisa, the Tanya, Mavuish, hu gavoa mi esumama. If you have a Mavui that is greater than 20 amos tall, so then the halacha in the Mishnah we said was you have to be mamayid. You have to go and minimize it. You can't have the korah more than 20 amos. However, we said, im yesh lo tzuras ha-pesach. Here the Braisa says specifically that if you have a tzuras ha-pesach, so then that also works. Ain't no tzurach l'mayit, and then you can have a height greater than 20 amos. So you clearly see that in this situation that a tzuras ha-pesach works for the greater height. So that's great. We answered that question. What about a maltura? So does the decorated board, does that work to allow you to have more than 10 amos in width? A maltura, berachbo, mai. Does that work? So we said Tzuras HaPesach works for the height, but does the Amaltura work for the width? So Toshma, bring another price. It says this price is the Tanya. If you have a Mavui that is more than 20 Amma tall, so we said you must go and minimize it. You can't put the Korah there. Likewise, if you have it wider than 10 Amos, you might have to go and make that smaller as well. But now it gives you the corrections. Now it says it seemingly in general. If you have the Tzuras HaPesach, so ain't no Tzuras L'mayit, that you don't have to go and make it smaller. That implies that it's both for the 20 Amma tall height as well as for the 10 Amma wide width. Likewise, it seems to say if the board, the korah that you're using, has in fact a amaltura on it, so then ain't no Tzuras L'mayit, then you don't have to go and make it smaller. That implies both for the height and for the width. So Gemara says, my lava sefer, isn't this going also on the sefer, in other words, on the width? So asked and answered, both the Tzuras HaPesach as well as the Amaltura work to allow you to have a width that's greater than 10 amos. So Gemara says, no, lav dafka, lo eresha. They both could be going about the resha, that the Tzuras HaPesach will work for not making a 20 amos limit, and the Amaltura will work for not making a 20 amos limit, but it has nothing to do with the width. So you can't bring me a raya from here. The Gemara continues and says, Matzin le Rav Yehuda, when Yehuda was learning on Mishnah, he learned it, L'chiyah barav, to chiyah barav, kamei de Rav, in front of Rav. So he was learning the Mishnah, our Mishnah, to Rav's son, Chiyah, in front of Rav. And he learned the Mishnah, the gear, so that we have, Einot Tzorech L'mayit. He said that if you have a Mavui that is greater than 10 amos wide, and you have a Tzuras HaPesach, so you do not need to go and minimize it from being greater than 10 amos. If it's wider than 10 amos, but you have a Tzuras HaPesach, that is perfectly fine. And Rav was listening to Rabbi Yehuda teach his son Chiya bar Rav this Mishnah, and he said, no, you're learning it wrong. Amalei, asnaye, tzarech lamayit, you're learning our Mishnah wrong. And he said, in fact, the din in the Mishnah should be that you do have to. In other words, the Tzuras HaPesach will not work to go and allow you to have more than 10 amos. He learned our Mishnah differently. Now we continue. Amar Rav Yosef, Midiv Rabbeinu Lumad. From this statement that Rav just said, Rabbeinu over here means Rav. Often Rabbeinu can mean Rav. Sometimes it means Rabbi, of course. And it can also mean Rav, depending on who's really speaking. So Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Midiv Rabbeinu, from the words of Rav that we just learned, Lumad, we can learn the following. Chotzer Sherubo Pesochim V'chalonos. If you have a chotzer, that the walls of it are made up of mostly of doors, Pesochim V'chalonos, and windows. Now, you can see diagrams of this both in the art scroll in footnote number 4, and you can see this as well in the Pirush Chai diagram number 139. And basically all of them are showing that you're dealing with the doors and the windows all being within 10 tefachim of the ground, because if there are more than 10 tefachim of the above the ground, so then they're a wall, and we don't care what's up above 10 tefachim. You could have open space. It could be totally open. It could be just a low fence of 10 tefachim, and it's a perfectly good fence. So here we're dealing with a chatzer that is mostly made up of windows and doors. Chatzer shiruba psachim v'chalonos. Now, they have, on the surface, we're going to say over here that they each have its source of Pesach. A window has the two side parts of the window, and it has the top part of the window. And a door has the two side bars of the door, the mezuzos, and it has the lintel, it has the mashkof on the top. So, this chotzer that is made up, its wall, of ruba psoch v'chalonos. So, eino niteres b'tzuras haPesach. So, this wall is not considered a good wall, because all of these doors and windows are not considered good, and you have more doors and windows than you have wall, and therefore this is omed, not meruba ala parutz. This is parutz meruba ala omed, and therefore you don't have a wall over here in halacha. So what do you clearly see? Rav Yossi says that Rav says that a tzuras haPesach doesn't work if it's more than 10 amos. So if you add up all of the wall and it's more than 10 amos, all of the spaces in the wall that are more than 10 amos, these halonos and these doors, these psachim, and there is more of them than there is wall, and it's all together more than 10 amos, so then this isn't a good wall in halacha. That's what Rav Yossi says you can learn from Rav. Eino niteres b'tzuras haPesach. Someone says, wait, why? My time up. So the Gemara says what I just told you. Ho v'yosir me eser osir b'mavui. Since if you have more than 10 amos breach, that is going to ruin it for a mavui. A mavui can't have an opening more than 10 amos in the front. And we have another din. Uporitz meruba l'omid. If the spaces are more than the standing wall, it also is osir b'chotzer. That doesn't work for a chotzer. So using these two ideas together, we can say my yosir me eser osir b'mavui. Just like if you have a breach more than 10 amos in a mavui, you can't be matir with a lechi or a korah, eino nitar b'tzuras haPesach, and it won't even be able to be corrected even with a tzuras haPesach. So too, af porutz meruba ala omed. If you have more open space, which is the definition of the windows and the doors, that's meruba ala omed. The porutz is more than the omed. Ha'oser b'chotzer, this would ruin it for a chotzer, so eino nitar b'tzuras haPesach, so it won't be able to go and use the tzuras haPesach of each window and each door to work, because you have more open space than you have wall, and therefore it's no good. That's where Yosef wants to learn from Rav's statement. However, Gemara says that's not so true. Mal Yosef Mietzer Osef Mavui. He says you can't make this comparison. Just because if you have more than 10 in a Mavui, that is no good. Why? Shekein lo itar tibo etzel pase biros l'Rav Meir. Because we're going to learn that we have two opinions about the pase biros. We brought down one yesterday that the shear, according to Rav Yehuda, is 13 1/3 amos. And that's based upon, we said, the 8 cows, 4 going one direction, 4 going the other direction, each cow is 1 2/3, and that's where we got the 13 1/3. But Rav Meir's opinion is, no, it's 10 amos. The distance between the two right angle boards, if it's more than 10 amos, it's no good, you can't carry there. If it's less than 10 amos, you're allowed to carry there. So we see, shekein lo itar tibo etzel pase Biros l'Rav Meir, that we said that 10 amos was the distance over there in regards to Pasi Biros. So just like in a Mavui, 10 amos is the shear, so too in Pasi Biros is the shear. So that's why in that situation, it's Tzuras haPesach doesn't work. Tomar, you're going to tell me therefore the same din applies, but Poritz Meruba la'omed, Ha'osir Chotzer. When you have more breaks than you have a wall in a Chotzer, we said that that's no good. However, Shekeini Tarta Eitzel Pasi Biros l'Divrei HaKol. But in this situation, if you had the walls in a Pasi Biros, even though you have more space than you have wall, it is good. After all, he allows, even Rav Meir allows up to 10 amos. So by definition, 10 amos is more than the one amma board that you have to the left and the one amma board that you have to the right. So there, in regards to Pasi Biros, Poritz Merub Alomid is good. So it's not good by a chotzer, but it's good over there. So therefore, you can't bring me the rule that you can compare the mavui, just like the mavui is no good with the tzuras haPesach, so too the chotzer with more open space of the chalonos and the psachim is going to be no good than in the parutz meruba min haomed case in the chotzer. So you can't bring me a raya one to the other. Gemara says, okay, so let's bring a raya for the following then. Lema masayle, we can bring a raya the following. Dufanos halalu sheruban pesachim chalonos. The Braisa says that if you have a wall that the psachim and the chalonos are more than the wall. Dufanos halalu sheruban pesachim chalonos. This wall in the chotzer is mostly made up of windows and doors. mutter. You're allowed to go carry. This is a perfectly good area to carry. But then it qualifies and says, uvad, she all made merubel apartments, but you have to have more wall than you do windows. So of course says that's contradictory. How can you say that? First you say that you have more space with the windows and the psochim than wall, but you say, but it's only good if you have more wall than the windows and the doors. So the Gemara says, is that really the right reading? Sheruban psochim v'chalonos? Sheruban salkadaitach? It's contradictory. First you say this one is more, then you say that one is more. First you say that Ruban is psochim v'chalonos, and then you say omeid is merubel aparis. Which one is it? Someone says, read it correctly. This is the way to read it. El Eimo, Sheribo Behen, Pesachim V'chalonos. The right way to read it is that you have a lot, Ribo Behen. You have a lot, not more, but you have a lot of Pesachim V'chalonos. So in this situation, it depends. Ubevat, it is a kosher wall as long as you have She Omeid Merubal Aparos. If you have more wall, then you have gaps, then you have the windows and the doorways. So what do you see? That the Tzuras HaPesach will not work if you have more Chalonos and Psachim. So this is a good raya that a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work if it's Paros Meruba Ala Omeid. Let's bring a raya to what Rav Yossi said, his understanding of Rav. Someone says, nope, that's also not a good raya. On Rav Kahana says, no, ki tanya hi bepischei shimoi. This was taught in only regards to a special type of wall called pischei shimoi. What does this mean? So Rashi explains, pesachin shomim. It means that the doors are broken, or lishna achrina. Rashi brings down, pesachin mikukalim, that they're ruined in some way, shem mechusarin tikkun, just like an elderly person who's never chosim Torah, he's lost his learning, so that person is deficient, so too these walls are deficient. What exactly do we mean via these pisrei shimoi? So Gemara says, my pisrei shimoi, what exactly do we mean? So pligibo Rav Ruchume v'Rav Yosef. Here we have a machlok between Rav Ruchume and Rav Yosef. One of them said, chadamar, the less lay shakfei. It doesn't have the full walls. Rashi explains, shikfei or shakfei are mezuzos. These are the side walls of the door. Mezuzos shenechlitzu avineim, that they're missing some of the stones there. Mikan and mikan on each side. Evin yod says, evin nichlesis. It's a jagged type of doorway. The ein lo tzuras hapesach. It doesn't have a tzuras hapesach, so you can't bring me any raya. Oh, a tzuras hapesach doesn't work. It's not a tzuras hapesach. You can see this in the diagram in footnote number 10 in the art scroll, and you can see this in the Pirush Chai in diagram number 140 and 141, or the Illustrated Gemara on page 28 in diagram number 84. In other words, it's a jagged type of a doorway, and therefore it is not considered a Tzuras HaPesach. So that's why a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work there, because it's not a Tzuras HaPesach. That's interpretation number one. Either Rav Ruchumi or Rav Yossi said this, T'chadomar de les lay shakvei, and the other one said, T'chadomar de les lo tikra. It doesn't have the lintel on the top. So it doesn't have the lintel on top. It also doesn't have a Tzuras HaPesach. So therefore, that's why this doesn't work when we gave the situation of Ribo behem psoch v'chalonos, because it doesn't have a Tzuras HaPesach. But you can't bring me a raya. Rav Yosef is explaining Rav because it's not talking about a case we have a Tzuras HaPesach. Now the Gemara says, okay, Rav's din was it a Tzuras HaPesach. He learned the Mishnah. Tzuras HaPesach will not work to allow you to have more than 10 amos. Why? So does anybody else hold like that? So the Gemara says, Rav Yochanan also holds like Rav that the Tzuras HaPesach will not work for more than a 10 amma breach in the Mavli. Where do we see this from? The Yom Ravin by Rav Adah. Ravin, who was the son of Rav Adah, said the name of Yitzchak, Ma'isib Odem Echad, Mi Bikas Beis Chorson. There was a person who lived in this valley called Chorson, Bikas Chorson, and Shenoatz Dalid Kundesin, he put down four posts in Ba'arba Pinos Asoda, in four corners of the field, and he was going to try to create some sort of enclosed area by doing something with these four posts. And what did he do? Umasach Zimoru Aleim, and he took a vine, a Zimoru is a vine, and he took it from one pole to the other pole to the next pole to the next pole until he had enclosed this area with the vine. Now, how did he do this? He made it Tzuras HaPesach. We'll see in a moment there are two ways he could have done this. He put the vine on top of each pole, which is the halacha l'maaseh way that we make it Tzuras HaPesach when you see a Erev made. So the string always has to be on top of the pole. It can't be attached to the side of the pole. Or We'll see another alternative opinion. No, they can even be attached to the side of the pole. So he stretched the Zvain from the first pole to the second pole to the third pole to the fourth pole, and then back to the first pole, and in this way he enclosed this area around the four poles. Uba Maisel Fnei Chachomim, and this came in front of the Chachomim, was this a good enclosure? Ve'tirlo linyan kilayim. They said, you're allowed to go and plant. Kilayim requires having a wall between two areas. You don't need to have a distance. They can intermingle underneath the ground. That's not a problem. But it can't look like it's together. And by having a halachic wall there, it separates. So then you can actually have them growing right next to each other. So in regards to kilayim, they said you could now have this vineyard over here within the enclosed area, and you could go plant vegetables right outside the enclosed area. You have a mechitza, you have a halachic separation, and therefore there's no problem with kilayim. So in regards to this, they allowed it to work for kilayim. And for Amar Reish Lakish said, not only does it work for kilayim, this would allow you to separate kilayim. It's not considered a problem of kilayim having one to the inside of the vine and one to the outside of the vine. There could be vines on the inside and vegetables on the outside, and it's not a problem of kilayim. So too, this inside the enclosure, one has the status of Rishus HaYachid within this area, and one could carry there on Shabbos. That's what Reish Lakish said. However, Rav Yochanan disagreed. Rav Yochanan and Mayer, no. I agree with you, l'kilayim itirlo. For kilayim, I agree with you. It's perfectly good. However, l'inyan Shabbos lo itirlo. But in regards to Hilchos Shabbos, it is not considered a good enclosure. You would not be allowed to carry within this area. It would still be a karmelis. It's out in the field. And you'd have to carry pachas b'dalet amos, or not carry at all. So now the Gemara asks, exactly how did this vine go up? The Gemara says, b'may askinan. What exactly was the case over here that Rav Yochanan said it only works for kilayim and it doesn't work for Shabbos, and Reish Lakish said it works not only for kilayim, it works for Shabbos as well. Shabbos is normally stricter than kilayim, so Reish Lakish allows it even for Shabbos. Rav Yochanan did not. So ilayim aminatzad, if you're telling me that the vine was attached to the side of the post, not to the top of the post, so then that's the problem. Rav Chista said, Rav Chista Shita, which is how we pasken in Shulchan Aruch, that a Tzuras HaPesach has to be on the top. And if you make the Tzuras HaPesach on the side, lo os of lo klum, it does nothing. So then, how could Reish Lakish say that it does something? It doesn't do anything. So therefore, this is the problem. Are you telling me Reish Lakish doesn't hold from this dinner of Rav Chista? So where it says, you're right. Ella, what must it be? Ella agabad. So, in fact, he put the vine, like Rav Chista required it, to be on the top. Well, if you put the vine on the top, uvimai, what are we talking about? Ilema b'eser, if the opening between one pole to the next pole was less than 10 amos, so then why would Rav Yochanan not have allowed it? This is a perfectly good Tzuras HaPesach, and it's less than 10 amos. B'ha, lema Rav Yochanan b'Shabbos lo, when Rav Yochanan said, in such a situation that you're not allowed to go carry in this enclosure on Shabbos, it's a perfectly good Tzuras HaPesach, and the area underneath the Tzuras HaPesach is less than 10 amos. In other words, each pole is less than 10 amos away from the other one. So why would Rav Yochanan say this is no good? So obviously the reason why Rav Yochanan said it's no good, this is exactly the opinion that Rav Yochanan holds like Rav, that a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work for a breach that's more than 10 amos. So if one pole is more than 10 amos from the other pole, it's not going to work. Oh, here you see, Rav Yochanan holds exactly like Rav. Where it says, not necessarily. Sorry. Lo, that's not true. In fact, Leol and Biesa, this could be that there was actually less than 10 amos from one to the other. Aye, why did Rav Yochanan say it's no good? Uminatzad, because it went from the side. And this is exactly what they're arguing about. Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish are exactly arguing about, do they hold like Rav Chista or not? Reish Lakish says, I don't hold like Rav Chista, and it works perfectly well from the side. And Rav Yochanan says, no, I hold the Rav Chista, and if you don't have it on the top, it's no good. And that's why they argue in regards to Hilchos Shabbos. At this point, it would seem that they don't argue in regards to Hilchos Kilayim. So we'll now discuss this a little bit more. So the Gemara says, V'rami the Rav Yochanan, the Rav Yochanan. We seem to have a stira within the opinions of Rav Yochanan. We just said over here that Rav Yochanan holds like Rav Chista. And even if it's less than 10 amos, it must be on the top. And Reish Lakish says, no, even if it's not on the top, I hold that it's good. Now, the Rami, the Rav Yochanan, the Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan seems to contradict himself. And likewise, the Rami, the Reish Lakish, and the Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish seems to contradict himself. Where is that? So we see from the following. The Omar, Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, Mishum, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chanina. Reish Lakish says the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chanina. We turn to the Yomid Beis. What did he say? Peya, Muteres Le'inyan Kilayim. Now, Peya literally means a twisted vine in this situation. Rashi says, Klia Hazamora, a braided type of a wine, that is Hamasucha, that is stretched, Mikundus Lechavera, from each pole to the other pole. The dugma also peyah nachris, and we get this lashon of peyah over here from a sheitel from made from a goyish hair. So this is bound twisted hair. So this peyah is a bound twisted vine that stretches from one kundus, one pole to the other pole. So Reish Lakish said the name of Yehuda Rebbe Chanina. Peya muteres linyan kilayim. This will work in regards to kilayim avolol shabbos, but it doesn't work in regards to shabbos. Now before Reish Lakish said it worked in regards to both, so we'll have to explain what we're talking about. Rabbi Yochanan Amar ki mechitzus shabbos the lo kach mechitzus the kilayim the lo. Here Rabbi Yochanan doesn't allow it at all, even for kilayim. So we have a double problem. Rabbi Yochanan against Rabbi Yochanan. It seems to be a stira. Before he said that it works for kilayim, here he says it doesn't work for kilayim. And Reish Lakish said before it works for shabbos, but here it says it doesn't work for shabbos. It only works for kilayim. So Gemara says, we have to explain the two. Bishlam of the Reish Lakish of the Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish has a stira. In one place he says it works for both Kilayim and Shabbos, and here it says it only works for Kilayim. Lo Kasha. Here he's quoting his Rebbe. Ha Didei, Ha the Rabbe. When he said before that it works both for Kilayim and Shabbos, that was his own opinion. And here he's quoting his Rebbe. It only works for Kilayim, not for Shabbos. So there's no stira within Reish Lakish. However, Ella, the Rabbi Yochanan, is a Kasha. Before Rabbi Yochanan said it doesn't work for Shabbos, it works for Kilayim. Here it doesn't work for anything. So Gemara says, so now, this is a perfect proof. If we said before that we're talking about on the top, when it's on the top, that's when Rabbi Yochanan says that it works. But here, we're talking about that it's on the side, and Rabbi Yochanan says it doesn't work. So that works out very, very well. However, Eliyamis idividi bin sad. But if you were to say that both are from the side, so then Michael and Amar, then you have a contradiction over here. Before he says that it's no good, here he says that it's good. So therefore, the only way to reconcile this is to say that Rav Yochanan holds like Rav, and that when you're having more than 10 amos, then it's no good, even if it's on the top. Where he says, no, maybe not. You don't have to prove it this way. Lo lom idividi bin atzad. In fact, both cases could be we're talking about from the side. So how come Rav Yochanan before said that it's good from the side for Kilayim, and here it says it's no good for the side from Kilayim? So where it says, Hosom b'yeser. In the case of the Bikot Beis Chorin, Chorson, over there, we were talking about that there was less than 10 amos in between each of the kundosin. And that's why he was makel when you're dealing with kilayim to allow it even minatzad for kilayim. For Shabbos, it has to be on the top, like Rav Chisda. But for kilayim, you can be makel. However, Hocha, here, where he says it's no good even for kilayim, it's biosim yes, it's more than 10 amos apart. So therefore, you can't bring me a raya that Rav Yochanan really holds like Rav. So the more questions is further. It says, Minotema, where do you see the Shani Le ben Eser Liosim Yeser? Why should we make a difference by Kilayim if it's more than 10 Amos? Where Rav Yochanan seems to say, Minatzad, it's no good. But if it's less than 10 Amos, Rav Yochanan's Mekel and says by Kilayim that if it's less than 10 Amos, that it is good, even Minatzad. So the more says, the Amale Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, because we see a right from the following. Rav Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, Lo Kacho Yamaisa, the following actually occurred. Shaholach Rav Yoshua Eitzer Rav Yochanan Nuri Lino Torah. One time Rav Yoshua went to learn by his Rebbe, Rav Yochanan Nuri, and he was learning by his Rebbe. And they were learning as follows. Af apisha baki bilchus kilayim. Even though Rav Yoshua himself was a baki in hilchus kilayim, he went to learn by Rav Yochanan Nuri the halachos of kilayim. In any event, umitzo shioshe ben rilonos. Rav Yeshua found Rav Yochanan ben Nuri underneath some trees. Yoshev, he was sitting underneath the trees, and he was going and doing this exact thing. Umasach zemora me'ilan li'ilan. He stretched a vine from one tree to another tree to make it tzuras ha'pesach, and he wanted to be able to go and plant underneath those trees. Yomalo, and he told him, Rabbi, igifon kan ma'uzor kan, if you were to go and plant over here now vines within the enclosure, could you go and plant vegetables on the other side of the enclosure? So Rav Yochanan ben Nuri said to him, Armalo, if this is less than 10 amos apart from one tree to the other tree, you'd be allowed to. This min hatzad works for less than 10 amos. However, but if it's more than 10 amos, then it would be osur. So you wouldn't be allowed to do this. Oh, here is where he got it from. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri clearly said that there's a distinction between more than 10 amos where from the side it doesn't work to less than 10 amos from the side it does work. Now, what are we talking about? Maybe that he tied the vine on top of the trees over here, so he had a real tzuras ha'pesach, even according to Rav Chisda. So then, yosem yeser aser. So it says that if it's more than 10 amos, it would be aser. But we learn, v'tanya, hayusham konim hadukronim. If you had these posts or poles that were into the ground, now these dukronim, they're tapered into the ground, so it's like a nail. They go into the ground. You see this in the Pirush Chai diagram number 147. You have a picture of this as well in the Illustrated Gemara on page 30, diagram number 88. And now these dukronim are far apart. And it says beferish that when you have these dukronim, for also lehem peyah milamala, and as long as you have the vine on the top of these dukronim, on the top of these poles that are like nails that they're stuck into the ground, afilu biyosim yesemuter, even if these poles are more than 10 amas apart, afilu biyosim yesem, it's mutter. So you're allowed to go plant kilayim there. So how can you tell me that if it's more than 10 amas apart, you're not allowed to plant kilayim there? So must be that elo lav benatzad. It's talking about, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri said, that the Surah of Pesach is dealing with not on top of the trees, but it's from the side of the trees. And the Karmelei b'yeser mutter. He says, if it's less than 10 amos apart, then it's good. Yoser m'yeser also. If it's more than 10 amos apart, it's no good. Ah, shma minor. This is, in fact, a good raya. That the Tzuras HaPesach on the side only works for Kilayim if it's less than 10 amos, but it doesn't work for Kilayim if it's more than 10 amos. And for Shabbos, you need to have it on the top. And according to our understanding, it only works, according to this opinion, if it's less than 10 amos. That's not the halacha. We allow Tzuras HaPesach to, in fact, work for even more than 10 amos, but everybody agrees, like Reb Chista, it has to be on the top. That's why when people make an error, they have to be very careful when they put in their vertical poles, and they want to have the string. The string is always attached into a nail, and they wind the string around the top, so this way it's always going over the top of the vertical post. Now let's go back and analyze this a little bit more. Gemara says, Gufa. We repeat what we just said. Amar Ruchista, Ruchista taught us, Tzuras HaPesach she'asah min hatzad, if you have a Tzuras HaPesach and it's on the side, so then Ruchista says it's no good. Tzuras HaPesach she'asah min hatzad, lo asa v'lo klum. It does nothing. He holds it does absolutely nothing. Doesn't work, can't function if the Tzuras HaPesach is from the side. That's what he holds. Amar Ruchista, he further said, Tzuras HaPesach she'amru, that which Chazal said that the Tzuras HaPesach works, it has to be a strong enough Tzuras HaPesach kidei lahamid bodeles, that it can hold up a door. Now, it doesn't mean a real door. Afilu deles show kashim. It can even be a door that's made out of kashim. In other words, it doesn't actually have to be a door over there, but at least theoretically, you have to be able to make a door in this Tzuras HaPesach. Rashi says, koshu, it's any amount over here. Afilu yochel lahamid bodeles show kashim. Even a straw door, that would be fine. Daya, Kashin Shel Shibal. We're talking about here the straw of these stalks. In any event, Amar Reish Lakish Mishum Rav Yannai. Reish Lakish makes a statement in the name of Rav Yannai. Tzuras HaPesach Tzrika Heker Tzir. He says that Tzuras HaPesach also has to have something called a Heker Tzir. It has to have a hinge of some sort, a pivot of some sort. My Heker Tzir, what exactly is this Heker Tzir? So Amar Rav Avya, it means Avkosa. It means it has to have a pivot. Rashi says, Chur, a hole should sear hadela sovibo. You have to have this hole where you put a pivot in, and the door swings around on this pivot. The alpha pisha in a tzri chadelas. You don't need a door. Mia chazio ledelas mina. It has to be able to have a door, so it needs to have this hole in the ground known as a chur or an avkasa that is for the pivot. That's what Rav Avia said. This hekertz here is avkasa. Fine. Ashechinu Rav Acha bereid Rav Avya. Rav Acha, who was the son of this Rav Avya, said to the Talmidei the Rav Ashi, he found the Talmidim of Rav Ashi, and Amalu, he said to them, Omar Mar, did your Rebbe say anything about me? Omar Mar Midei Betzuras HaPesach, did your Rebbe, who was Rav Ashi? Rav Ashi was the head of the yeshiva for 60 years. He was the Gadol. He was the Ravina Rav Ashi, or the redactors of the Gemara. He was the Gadol Ador. And they asked him, did your Rebbe say anything about Tzuras HaPesach? In other words, did he agree with my father's diuk that you have to have a tzir, or did Rav Ashi not say anything about this? So they said to Rav Avia's son, Rav Acha, they said to him, no, lo amai v'lo klum. He didn't require this. That wasn't necessary. Mark continues and says, Tana, we learn in the Braisa, Tzuras HaPesach Shiyamru, that which we said that you required, Tzuras HaPesach. What does it mean, the Tzuras HaPesach? We already explained this, but here's where we have the source. Kana Mikan, you have a vertical post on one side, Kana Mikan, a vertical post on the other side, Kana Agabem, and you have some sort of a board or a string even, Kana Agabem, you have some sort of a pole or a board on top. So you have the framework of a doorway, two vertical poles, and you have the horizontal bar on the top. Where it says, Tzrichen Liga, O Ein Tzrichen Liga, does the top bar, does it have to actually touch the two vertical posts, or can it be just above it? but it doesn't actually have to be touching it. So, for example, when we make our modern Erevin and we use the telephone wires or the power wires to be the horizontal bar, so they just have to be above the piece of wood that you have that's at least 10 tefachim tall, but it has to be directly above it, but it doesn't actually have to be touching it. So this is what the Gemara says. When we make a string and we actually attach it to it, so that's obviously certainly good, but it doesn't literally have to be attached to it. It could just be directly above it, but it can't be to the side. That's what we put out Rav Chisda's din. So the Gemara is now asking, Tzricha Liga, oh, ain't Tzricha Liga. Does it actually have to touch it or not? So Rav Nachman Amar, ain't Tzricha Liga. Rav Nachman is the Halacha, and he says that it doesn't actually have to be touching it, it just has to be above it. However, Rav Sheshi Amar Tzricha Liga. Rav Sheshi says, no, it actually has to touch it. Also, Rav Nachman once went, V'ovat Uvda, Bei Reish Gilusa Kishmaite, and they asked him to put up the Erev around the Reish Gilusa's house, and he did it exactly according to a shita. In other words, he had a vertical post, and then he had a horizontal string above them, but it didn't have to actually touch. He did it lishitaso. Rav Sheshes wasn't happy about this. Amalei Rav Sheshes l'shamei Rav Gudda. Rav Sheshes told his shamish Rav Gudda, his Talmud, zil shlof shedinu, go there and knock it down. Go take down that Erev, because I don't think it's a good Erev, and I don't want them carrying with that Erev. Also, Sholaf Shdinu. So Rav Gada, who was a good Talmud, so Rav Gada went, and he did exactly what his Rebbe said, and he took down their Erev. They were not happy about this. Ashkuchu, they found him. Ashkuchu, the Vereish Gelusa, Chavashua. So they put him in jail. They said, hell, what are you doing? You can't knock down the Reish Gelusa's Erev and get away with it. So they threw him in jail. Also, Rav Sheshes, Kama Baba. So Rav Sheshes went to visit him in the jail. Amalei. So he told him, Gada, Puk, Ta. He told him, Rav Gadda, God, he called him Gadda by his first name, leave, get out of here. And no, fuck you also. And he left. In other words, he was given permission to leave because they saw that he wasn't acting on his own and that he was acting with the authority of Rav Sheshes. In any event, he did what Rav Sheshes told him, but that wasn't the din. We're passing like Rav Nachman. Now, Ashki, Rav Sheshes, L'Rabba Vashmuel. We continue this discussion as to who is right. Rav Sheshes, who says it has to actually be touching, or Rav Nachman, who says it has to be above. Or says it can be above. Of course, Rav Nachman says it's okay if it's touching as well. So, Ashli, Rav Sheshes, Rabba Bar Shmuel. Rav Sheshes met up with Rabba Bar Shmuel. And Amalei, so Rav Sheshes asked Rabba Bar Shmuel, Tani Mar Midei B'Tzuras HaPasach, did the Rebbe teach anything about Tzuras HaPasach in regards to this din? What's your Psak Halacha? So Amalei, in. So he told him, yeah, I do have. Rabba Bar Shmuel says, I paskin the following. I follow his paskin based upon this Brisa. Tanina, kippah, when we have an archway, a kippah is literally like a dome, but here we're talking about an archway. This is a famous machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim, a chokikin lahashlim or not chokikin lahashlim. We've had this in the Gemara recently as well, and here we'll discuss it in one of its primary sources. So he said this din that Rav Meir taught us in regards to a mezuzah, that you have an archway. So a doorway has to be 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide to require a mezuzah. That's the definition of a doorway, a minimum definition, and everybody agrees, of course, if it's this rectangular shape with 4 tefachim wide at a minimum and at least 10 tefachim tall at a minimum, it requires a mezuzah. So what happens if it's an archway? It isn't a squared off lintel, but it's a rounded archway on the top. That's called a kippah. So what's the halacha? So we learn the Braisa, kippah. Rav Meir mechayev mezuzah. Rav Meir says that the kippah requires a mezuzah. We'll see under what circumstances and where do you put the mezuzah. The chacham poachim. The chacham say, no, a kippah, this archway, doesn't require a mezuzah. Now, the shavim, they both agree, shem yesh biraglea asara, that if there is a height over here, the raglea means the height of 10 tvachim. Asara is masculine, so it's going to be tvachim. So then, shichayevis. They all agree that even though the top may be curved, as long as there is a vertical post that's at least 10 tvachim tall, then it would require a mezuzah. Now, what does that have to do with our discussion about does the Tzuras HaPesach, does the horizontal part have to touch the vertical parts? So, Rabba Bar Shmuel told Rav Sheshes that since everybody agrees that the archway requires a mezuzah if there's at least a straight post of at least 10 tvachim. Now, the top of the archway is not touching the straight post, the vertical post here, and yet we say that it requires a mezuzah. So you have the horizontal part, which is the archway, is well above where the 10 tvachim post ends, because it goes up higher as an arch. So the arch, we all agree, doesn't require mezuzah. But if it has the 10 tefachim part, it does require mezuzah. So you see that the din is like Rav Nachman and not like Rav Sheshes, not like you. That's what Rabbi Bar Shmuel told him. Because the archway part, where it's bent over, it's curved over, that doesn't touch the vertical 10 tefachim part, there's space above it. There's the row of stones above it that make the archway. And yet, that's called, at the top part, that's called a lintel. That's called the horizontal bar. So you see that Rav Sheshis is wrong and Rav Nachman is right. Amar Abaye, Abaye says further, Hakomodim, just getting back to this din of the archway, everybody agrees, the Chacham and Rav Meir both agree, Im Gvo Asara, that even though it's 10 Tvachim tall, but the Ein Biragleo Shlosha, but in the bottom 3 Tvachim from the ground, it already decreases in its width to less than 4 Tvachim. So in other words, the bottom 3 Tvachim is considered the ground. And if within that area it's less than 4 Tvachim, it already starts to arch so low in the ground, so then that's not considered a valid Pesach. Everybody agrees to that, including even Rav Meir. Likewise, Inami, they also both agree, Yesh Baragalah Shlosha, even though in the bottom 3 Tvachim, it still is 4 Tvachim apart, but the Ein Gevoah Asura, but it starts already to arch before you reach 10 Tvachim, and therefore it's less than 4 Tvachim wide before it reaches 10 Tvachim, also V'lo Klum. Everybody agrees, even Rav Meir, it wouldn't require mezuzah in that situation. So where do they argue? Ki pligi, Rav Meir and the Chacham argue only if you meet both of these criteria. B'yesh b'ragla gimel, that you have still within 3 tvachim of the ground, it's still 4 tvachim apart. And after that, it goes up to at least the height of 10 tvachim, even though it's arched already at that point in time. So for the entire 10 tvachim, you don't have the ein roch b'arba. It's not 4 tvachim apart, the entire 10 tvachim. Only the bottom 3 tvachim are at least 4 tvachim apart. But it does reach up to a height of 10 tefachim with the arch, and there's wall over there. So v'yesh ba lochuk lashlim liyarba. There is still wall in the arch over here, so even though it's arched, and you can see diagrams of this in our illustrated Gemara, in the Pirush Chai, and in the art scroll footnotes, so in all of these situations, there is enough wall there in the arch that if you wanted to, you could chisel out. V'yesh ba lochuk lashlim liyarba. If you wanted to, it's wide enough in the arch that you could chisel out that it would be 4 tvachim wide, the entire 10 tvachim height, minimum height. So then in this situation, Rav Meir says, we view it as if it's chiseled out. Sofer chokim hashlim. Halachically, we view this as if it's chiseled out. Therefore, it requires a mezuzah in the arch, even though the arch where you put the mezuzah is less than 4 tvachim wide. However, the Rabbanim say no. Rabbanim Savre ain't chokim hashlim. They do not go and chisel this out in halacha, and therefore it doesn't require mezuzah. That's the famous machlokis, chokim hashlim or not chokim hashlim. In any event, bottom line is, Rabba Bar Shmuel paskid like Rav Nachman, not like Rav Sheshis. So Amalei, Rav Sheshis said to Rabba Bar Shmuel, Imishkachas lo'o, if you happen to run into the Reish Gelusa, do me a favor, shh, don't tell him this din. Lo teima lo'o, lo'dei Reish Gelusa, v'lo midi, mihoa masnitsa dechipa. Please, don't go into a discussion with them, because they're not going to be happy with me already. They're going to be even less happy with me if they say that I didn't paskin correctly, that we paskin, in fact, like Rav Nachman. The Rabbeinu Chananel explains, and he says, Klomar, ani, achzor bi me'atzmi. I will myself go and tell them this. You don't be the one to tell them. I will be the one to go and tell them. That brings us to the next Mishnah. Mishnah starts and says, Hech shemavui, if you want to go and make a mavi kosher, so how do you do this? We've already learned you have to put in a lechi, but it's not so simple. Lechi or korah is not according to everybody. That's the way we pass like Basila, but we already brought this down. B'shami omrim lechi v'korah. You have to go and put by a mavui both a lechi and a korah. Not one, but both. This is an and. The vav here is and. Basila omrim o lechi o korah. It would be one of the two, either a lechi or a korah. Rabbi Lezer Omer Lechayin. He says you need two lechis, not one lechi, but you need two lechis, one on each side. Now, one of the Talmidim said, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Tamadech Levnei Rabbi Akiva. One of the Talmidim said, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, to Rabbi Akiva. In fact, Lo Nechleku Beishame Beisilel, Amavi Shupochus Mi'arba Amos. If the Mavui is less than 4 Amos wide in its opening, so then there is no Machlokus Beisham Beisilel. Everybody agrees, Shunitar O Belechi O Bekorah. Even Beisham is Moda, that if it's only 4 Amos wide, you don't need both the Lechi and the Korah. Where do they argue? Amma Nechleku. They only argue with Beisilel when it's more than 4 Amos. Arochav Mi'arba Amos Vedeser. 10 is the maximum, it can't be more than 10, but if it's between 4 and 10 Amos, that's where Beisham says, Shabisham Omrim Lechi Bekorah, you need both, and Beisilel Omrim O lechi o korah. Basil says, no, still, one of the two is enough to make it recognizable. And on this, the Talmud told this to Rabbi Akiva, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, that the machlokis is only limited to between 4 and 10. So Rabbi Akiva disagreed. I'm Rabbi Akiva, alzeh, the alzeh, nechleku. Rabbi Akiva says, no, Beisham and Basil argue even when it's less than 4 amos, even if the Pesach is 2 amos. Beisham says you need a lechi and a korah, and Basil says there you only need a lechi or a korah. And certainly between 4 and 10 they argue. Morris starts on and says, who's our Mishnah like? Come on. Our Mishnah is not like either Chananya or the Tanakama of Chananya that we learned previously in the Gemara on Dav Vav, where we said that Chananya requires you to have actually a door in a Mavui Mefulash, and the opinion of the Tanakama was no, it would be adequate if you had a Tzuras HaPesach, you don't need a door. But nobody said a Lechi or a Korah would be adequate, so our Mishnah doesn't seem to go like either Chananya or the Tanakama. Now, the point is, Amar Yehuda, Hachi Kamar Yehuda says, no, you're misunderstanding it. When we had previously on Daf of the Machlokes, that was talking about a Mavui Folush. That's when you had two sides open to Rishus Rabin. Both the left side, for example, and the right side is both open to Rishus Rabin. Hachshu Mavui Sosum Kate said, our Mishnah is talking about where it's a three-sided Mavui. There is no opening on the back end. It's enclosed at the back end. So you only open in the front. In this situation, where it's a Mavui Sosum, B'Sham Yomrim Lechi V'Korah, you still need a Lechi V'Korah, and B'Sil Omrim, O Lechi, O Korah, you need one of the two. But this has nothing to do with the Machlokes on Davav between Chananya and the Tanakama. Now, Gemara says, B'Sham Yomrim Lechi V'Korah, B'Sham says you need a Lechi and a Korah. That seems to imply, L'Memra, the Kosabri B'Sham Arba Mechitzas Deraisa. That would imply that B'Sham says that you really need four walls to enclose a Mavui Midaraisa, and that's why they say that the fourth wall is enclosed over here by the Lechi and the Korah. That's how you enclose the fourth wall, because otherwise you're not Erishus HaYochid Midaraisa. Gemara says, no, that's incorrect. Lo. The Gemara is telling us over here, Lizrok, in order for us to say that you're going to throw something from Erishus HaRabim into Erishus HaYochid Mishalosh HuDeMechayev. In other words, it is considered already a Erishus HaYochid if it has three walls. And therefore, if you were to throw from the Erishus HaRabim into this Erishus HaYochid with three walls, this Mavi with three walls, you would be over in Isidaraisa. So why does Bishamai require anything then? So that's only Dirabbanan. Letaltel, if you want to be able to carry in this area, so we were very concerned, the rabbi said, you're going to end up carrying in this Rishus Hayochid called the Mavui, and you're going to not realize because it looks a lot like the Rishus Harabim. You're going to walk right into the Rishus Harabim. So if you want to be Metaltel, we required extra stringencies, Adika Arba. We wanted you to have what looks like a fourth wall, which according to Bishamai would require both a Lechi and a Korah. Beisol disagrees. Beisol omrim, o lechi o korah. They say it's adequate if you have either a lechi or a korah. That implies, leimu kasarbi beisol, sholosh mechitzos daraisa. That implies, as Beisol says, that you have three mechitzos, that's a real rishos hayochid daraisa. If it's enclosed on three sides, that's a real issa daraisa. But if you have less than three walls, it's not a rishos hayochid daraisa. Shmuel says also, that's incorrect. That implication is incorrect. Lo. Indeed, when you throw from rishos harabim into even a two-wall enclosed area, a mavui mefulish, for example, mishtaim hud mechayev. That is a rishus hayochid, even with two walls. And you would be over in Issa Deraisa if you threw from a rishus harabim into this rishus hayochid with only two walls. So why do they require then a lechi rakora over here for the fourth wall? So Gemara says, letaltel adi iko shalosh. So they required you to have at least three walls in order to be able to carry within it. That was the achumra. It's a rishus hayochid, but if you want to carry in it, we required that you have either a lechi rakora on the third side. That is the opinion of Beis Hillel. So they really hold that a two-sided area is considered a Rishus HaYochid, and you would be chayev from throwing from a Rishus HaRabim into a two-sided area. Beis Shammai says you need a three-sided area, and that's why each one added on a fourth side respectively or a third side respectively, meaning Dirabbanan, because it looks too much like a Rishus HaRabim, even though it's a Rishus HaYochid, so therefore they want to make some sort of a hecker by making you have a Lechi or a Korah, or according to Beis Shammai, both. Now, then we have the opinion of the Mishnah, it says Rabbi Elazar Omer L'chayin. He says you need two Lechis. Gemara asks, Ibarlu, was that two lechis by itself or two lechis plus a korah? Rabbi Elazar, lechayon, you need a lechi on the left, lechi on the right, and a korah on the top. Kamar, is that what he said? Odilmo, lechayon below korah, kamar. No, he just says you need two lechis and you don't need a korah at all. Gemara says, Toshma, I'll bring a right from the following brisa. Rabbi Elazar once went to visit his Talmud, Rabbi Yosef ben Preda. Where was he? In Uvlin, Luvlin. That's the name of the place, actually, says Shem Makom. And he saw that he was sitting in a mavui. And this mavui only had one lechi. So I'm a lo, bini. So the Rabbi Releza told his Talmud, Rabbi Yosef ben Preda, my son, I say lechi acher, make a second lechi. Rabbi Releza, lishitaso, that says you need two lechis. So I'm a lo. So Rabbi Yosef ben Preda said to him, do I have to enclose this fourth side? Really, I need two lechis? So he told him, yeah. On the low, you saw say mumabakah. So Rabbi says, yeah, that's my shita. You have to enclose it with two lechis. What's the big deal? The Braitzer continues and says, Amar Shimon Leo. Shimon Leo says, Lo nechilu beisham beisil lamavi shupochus miarba amos. We had a similar case in the Mishnah that it's Talmud said the name of Yishmol that this is a different situation if it's the opening is less than 4 amos. But there we came out that everybody, even Beshama is more that you need at least need a lechi nekora. Here in the Brisa, Shimon Gamliel is going to have even more makel opinion. He says lo nechlu Beshama v'sil amav shubochus mi'ab amos. And they don't argue that a mavi that has an opening less than 4 amos on this fourth side sheinot tzarich klum. Everybody agrees you need nothing. Not like the Mishnah we said that they all mode according to the Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel that you need just a lechi nekora even according to Beshamai. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you don't need anything. The only place that Beishamai and Bishil have their machlokas is between 4 and 10, like we said in the Mishnah. But here, he's even more maker, less than 4. He says you need nothing. But if it's 4 to 10 amos, then Beishamai says you need lechi v'kora. Beishamai omrim lechi v'kora. Bishil omrim o lechi okora. That's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's opinion. So this is the most lenient opinion. We had Rabbi Akiva who says they argue the whole time. Beisham and Beisil argue no matter what. We had the opinion of the Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel that says they only argue between 4 and 10. But between less than 4 amos, everybody's more that you need just a lechi or a korah. And now you have Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that if it's less than 4 amos, you need nothing. Now, Gemara says, Tani Mias, we said over here that Rabbi Yosef ben Preda asked Rabbi Eliezer, v'chil esotu ani tzarech, do I have to put in 2 lechis? Is that really necessary? And Eliezer told him, yeah, what's the big deal? Now, if you tell me that he says you have to put in 2 lechis and the korah, remember our original question was, does Rabbi Eliezer hold that you need a lechi on each side and the korah or just 2 lechis? So when Rabbi Yosef ben Preda said back to him, do I have to close it in? He must be talking about, he used this lashon, I have to close it in. Yeah, I must be shlomo l'chayim v'korah, 2 lechis and a korah. That sounds like closing it in. Mishum hachi yomar v'chil esot bani tzarech. I really have to make a major closure over here in the fourth wall. So therefore, that's what he meant when he said, do I have to really close it in? Or Eliezer said, yes. But el, yamas, l'chayim below korah. If he just had to a little vertical post at this end, a little vertical post at that end, would he have used the lashon, my l'sotbo? Would he have said, Rabbi, l'chil l'sotbo, ani tzarech? Would that have been the lashon that he have used? Shmuel says, no, yeah, it would have. Hachi kamer, l'chil l'sotbo, b'l'chayim ani tzarech? What Rabbi Yossi ben Preda was asking, do I have to put in both of them? Is that really necessary? And yeah, Eliezer said, yeah, you have to put in both of them. With this, we'll stop today's share.